necessarily those of this station, its parent company, Telesouth Media, its staff, management, or advertisers. Content of this broadcast cannot be duplicated or used in any way without the express written consent of Telesouth Media Incorporated.
Well, it's safe to say we probably never met. Even still, if a betting man was I'd bet every single one of us have found ourselves standing in the storms of life, soaking wet. But do not fret, chin up, my friend. A little bit of rain is not how this thing ends, but sometimes we forget. So if you understand, let me see those hands, 'cause everybody needs a little hope.
Welcome to Hope, the program that offers hope to the struggling, hope for the depressed, and hope for the oppressed. Now here are your hosts, Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Ronnie Martin.
Well, good morning, everyone. We welcome you to our show. We named it Hope because we believe each person needs a little hope today. I was listening to the music as it was playing, open us up. Bobby, we've got the best music of any show there are, I think. Man, that is really, really good. I liked it. But I'm Tommy Wilson, Director of Living Free Ministries. I'm here with Bobby Capps, Director of Crosswind Ministries. Ronnie Martin is a Director of the Freedom Center. And we have Justin Parker with us today, too. Justin is graduating the Freedom Center today, and it's a big day. Always a big day. And we're going to be interviewing Justin just in a little bit. And Bobby, we're going to go at it a little different this time because this is Justin's second time with us.
Yeah.
So we want to ask him some questions. One of the common questions we get asked is, and we ask ourselves, why, what happened, you know, what went wrong, and whatever. But we're going to get to Justin just in a little bit. Ronnie Martin is to my left. Ronnie, the Freedom Center is, you've got a packed house there. I don't know how many guys out there. The other night I drove the van down to Burnsville to the bridge, and, you know, Kyle had to go in his own truck.
Oh, he's special. Yeah, he's special.
And stuff, but then we had 8 or 9 guys in the van with me and stuff. So
we've got 11 guys plus Kyle. You know, it's still a packed house. You know, ideally it's 10, but like you just mentioned, Justin graduates today, and the new guys come in. You've got a couple of new guys, applications that are they're waiting to get in. But, yeah, it's a full house. It's always eventful around there.
Yeah, and we love to see alumni. And, you know, Cleavy's in the room with us. He's alumni. Last night we all was at Grace Chapel, kind of a Freedom Center class reunion last night, I guess, because our man Ralph was sharing, but Angel Vega was there.
Him and his wife, Virginia.
Yeah, and so many more. Just looked around the room and how many people that was connected.
Yeah, Jeff Capps.
Jeff Green.
It was special.
You know, Tyler Johnson was there. Cleavy was there. So we had a lot of people there. Me and my wife, Kirby and Olivia.
Yeah.
Sister was pretty quiet back there.
Oh, she was on one last night.
So, but no. Tell them how, if somebody needs help, you know, Truett was with us last night. Yep. He's alumni, you know, the alumni of the year, Mr. Downtown Truett.
The one and only.
Yeah, he's at the center right now. Are they listening?
They are listening, yes, sir.
So do we need to plug Truett, or what do we need to do?
He would say yes.
Yes, probably.
I'd like to plug him,
Yeah.
But
there's a couple of ways, Tommy, to, you know, to get help. We offer hope. Go to our website, corinthfreedomcenter.com, or you can call my cell phone, 662-416-0234. But if you go to our website, just click on apply now. Super simple, and I'll call you back just as soon as I can.
Yeah, so we want to help. There's more people out here that needs help than we can help.
That's
we try to help our part, or we want to help someone.
Yeah.
We can't help everybody, and everybody calls us, we can't help. But look, we will help someone, and we hope you're that someone.
Yes,
and things. So listen, we're moving forward on the land there on Alcorn Central School Road. If you turn off of Highway 72 going to Alcorn Central, it's about a mile there on the left. We have a banner at the gate that says Future Home of the Freedom Center. The log trucks has moved out. The they through cutting timber. We're waiting on a crew to come in with a dozer and stuff and start pushing the old house down and pushing some dirt around and things like that. But here, what I'd love to do is show people that place. And man, if you just like to pull in there and look at it, what's the lady that was at the bridge? Mama D. Mama D, I told her, she said, I go by there every day and I throw blessings. I said, well, listen here, Mama D, you can pull in there. So get out and pray and walk around. We need people praying there. We need people praying. We need you to participate. Pull in there and look and see the vision. See what it's going to look like. There's 112 acres of land there that's cleared up now. And someday, for generations to come, people will be getting help right there. And we're looking forward to it. We need partners. So there's three ways you can help us. Be a prayer warrior. Go out there and pray. Walk the land. Pray for it. Participate. Go out there and, man, if you got a dozer, a backhoe, if you want to donate a week and clean it up, hey, we'll take that. But become a partner. That's one way we're going to have to grow is people becoming partners with us with monthly gifts, one-time gifts, yearly gifts. Whatever kind of gift, we need partners in it to make it go forward, Bobby. I was at the Home of Grace last week, and it's easy to pull up there and just be totally amazed at what it looks like. But then you had to hear the story. It took them 61 years to get that, you know. Mm-hmm. So when I got home that day, Bobby, I rode out to our place, and imagine what it could look like in 61 years.
Absolutely.
You know,
and even if you think about it, I mean, think about what their place looked like in year three. Oh, they were still a little trailer down by the river, you know, and so.
An old logging road,
Yeah, on an old logging road. Yeah. And so, you know, the Lord has really blessed us, and he's really given us a great kickstart.
Amen.
Our facility is super. It's top notch. And for the small group that we have.
Oh, yeah.
And the facility that the Lord's going to build us for the future is going to be wonderful, too.
And if you'd like to come or see our facility today, reach out to Ronnie or myself. We'd love to show you the facility we have there at 42 County Road 278 and show you that and show how the guys live and how they function and their schedule is each day. So we'd love to be a part of that. But today is a big day. Ronnie, Justin Parker's graduating.
He is.
This is like number 74 that's graduated, and we're thankful for that. We're going to get into Justin because this is his second time being here. And we want to ask Justin some hard questions. We want Justin to share his heart, and we're going to get into that. But if you've got questions you'd like to ask Justin or me, Ronnie, Bobby, or anybody, text us 662-603-9829. You can text us a question, comment about today's show. Listen, you can listen to us anywhere in the world at supertalk.fm Corinth. If you got friends or whatever, they can join us. When I'm out of town, I'll always listening to this program. So there's. And you can always go to livingfreecorinth.com and catch some of the old shows. Like today, when it downloads, it'll have Justin Parker's name across it. Freedom Center graduate. And so you can always go back and listen to that. But we're excited about today's show. We get to do this show because of the sponsors.
Yeah.
And Ronnie, man, we have been blessed by so many sponsors for a lot of different things we do. But like Karn Mattress Furniture Alley, listen, we're closed down, but I'm there. If you need help and you need a mattress, come by. I'm going to sell you a mattress. The boys will be painting and stuff. But look, watch out. The boys have been painting and doing some remodeling, building some walls this week. Let me tell you what I've been doing. I've been on the road, been on the phone trying to find deals, and I have found the deal. I've got mattresses that will be in the house, and it's the best deal ever. So be watching. Stop by. We'll be open back up next Monday for sure. So Daniel Arthur, Local Subways. I stopped my Shallow Road one day this week and got me a foot-long flatbread, double meat, grilled chicken. And, man, it was good. Of course, I had one oatmeal cookie, too. But look, our three local Subways here in town, two on 72 and there on Shallow Road, Wilco Real Estate Group, Maria and Olivia, and their entire team, man, they are busy. They are blowing some numbers out to, off the walls right now. They are, for any of your real estate needs, reach out to Maria, Olivia, or any of their people that works with them, and they will, I promise you, they'll outwork anybody you know. Gatlin's Pharmacy in Tishomingo, Bart and Don Dorn, been supporters and sponsors, friends for a long time. We're praying for their family and stuff on their loss of their daughter, too. Crosswind Ministry downtown, they've been helping folks for how many years, Bobby?
20.
Over 20 years now. 20. They've been down there on Tate Street and helping folks and right there behind the old Long Branch Saloon. And, or you could say it's Crosswind Street.
We played music on Sunday night for them.
Yeah. Well, they play music for you on Friday and Saturday. Look, but it's across the street from the Standard. They got a great, really good restaurant to eat at on Sunday. But look, the Dinner Bell Steak and Fish, also Melissa Carson, they just do it the right way. They got great plate lunches, probably the best fish in the South. Got great steaks, lunch plates every day, the Dinner Bell. And who else? Magnolia Funeral Home. Yeah. Jim and Sheila Calvary, first-class folks doing first-class things, man, for all your burial needs. They own cemeteries around North Mississippi now. They can take care of you. Jeff Green.
So Jeff's happy right now. He's got him a butter roll. I'm sure he's kicked back in that chair or cutting ahead, but he's got a butter roll, so he's satisfied.
Yeah. Jeff, he cuts off our guys' heads, and, man, we're thankful for Jeff Green. And our friend Nick Bain. Nick, for all you any legal needs, Nick's been a friend. He's a Yankee fan, too, so he's got to be okay. But, look, Nick Bain for all your legal needs. We're going to take a break. We're coming back with Justin Parker.
Estate Group is a full-service real estate agency located in downtown Corinth. Our agents service all of Northeast Mississippi and Southwest Tennessee, including the Pickwick Lake area. If you would like to talk real estate, please call or text us at 662-415-5922. You can also email us at info@wilcocorinth.com. You can also check out our website for some free content on the home buying or home selling process at wilcocorinth.com.
If you live in Tishomingo, Belmont, Iuka, Burnsville, and the surrounding area, Gatlin's Pharmacy, 18 First Avenue in Tishomingo, is your one stop for all your pharmacy needs. Gatlin's Pharmacy has programs available that will save you time and money. They offer a discount program that is unique to our area. Do you have a parent or loved one who needs help keeping up with their medicines? Gatlin's Pharmacy will do the work for you. They will package your prescriptions for date and time and deliver them to you. Give Gatlin's Pharmacy a call and find out why they are way more than just a pharmacy. Gatlin's Pharmacy, 662-438-6605.
Here's to choice, to making your voice be heard, to getting exactly what you want, especially when you eat. At Subway restaurants, you choose your freshly baked bread, meats, cheese, and veggies to make a sub that's just right for you. Come in and create yours today. Subway, eat fresh.
The Dinner Bell remains one of the top local dining establishments in Corinth, Mississippi, with numerous awards over the years as Best Salad Bar, Best Steakhouse, Best Overall Restaurant, Best Lunch and Dinner under $10 for the Crossroads area. Heavy plate lunch and dinner special with details found on the Dinner Bell Steak and Fish Facebook page. For delicious food at affordable prices, you can now order online. Visit dinnerbellcorinth.com. Join the rewards program to earn points for free food and exclusive discounts. Order online, dinnerbellcorinth.com.
Bain Bowen, Attorneys at Law are proud to be a part of this program. At Bain and Bowen, they know that going through a legal dispute can be a frustrating and scary process. They can help you with a wide range of legal issues, including criminal cases, divorce and family law issues, as well as personal injury cases. Bain and Bowen, Attorneys at Law, will pursue the best course of action and get you the outcome you deserve. For all your legal needs, call Bain and Bowen at 662-287-1620. That's 286-1620. Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Ronnie Martin.
Hey, we welcome you back to our second segment. Today is graduation day, and it's always a big day. Ronnie, I feel like this, it's a big thing, so we make it a big thing.
That's right.
And all day they do things, and we ring the bell this afternoon, and tonight we do graduation at Living Free. Our friends from Walden Street Christian Church is furnishing a meal, and I had that wrong on the post this morning. I think I put Cornerstone. I got to fix that. But look, Justin Parker is with us. Welcome to the show, Justin.
Yes, sir.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, Justin.
I'm 38 years old. I'm from Boonville. This is my second time through the center, and I'm thankful to be here. I've got a wife and three kids waiting on me to get home.
Well, you said that. I mean, when did you come the first time, Justin?
I came August of 2023.
So, and you completed the 90-day program there then?
Yes, sir.
And stuff. So, what got you there the first time?
Drugs. It was.
What got you there this time?
Same thing, drugs. I mean, life happening and drugs.
Wow, it seems like if you continue to do the same thing, you get to continue the same results.
Right, like. Yeah.
So, you tell us a little bit about yourself. You married, you got a house full of kids.
I do.
Yeah, you drove a truck.
Truck driver. My life is taking care of my kids and family, and now I understand that I need to be more focused on the Lord, and everything else will fall in place.
Amen. So, Bobby, I don't know. Ronnie, do you know how many guys has had to come back for a second time?
Probably 10-ish.
I was thinking 15, yeah.
15, yeah, 10, 15. 15
yeah. We need to get that number.
I mean, well, sure. Yeah, I mean, that's a good number to have, and yeah. I like almost like – I had to write up a counseling thing for one of our guys, and I just put that we have a remedial program that we do for 3 yeah. months. Yeah. He's in our remedial program.
I mean,
it's like, and I said it's customary. Look at every addiction recovery place in the whole country, Home of Grace, doesn't matter which one, just doesn't matter. Everybody, you know, that is open to having their guys coming back and loves them like we do, always has their guys come back. It's just part of the process. I hate to say it that way. But what happens is we're weaker than we think we are, need Jesus more than we think we do. And we leave here. Like, I'll just tell you. I mean, like, here, I'll give my story of Justin's first visit here. Came here, broken man. Came here ready to do business. Soft-hearted guy, still is. Very tender, teddy bear kind of guy. Easy to love. But broken and messed up and been messed up for a long time and just, you know, literally was like playing Russian roulette with his life. I mean, you know, the way you described it, just running the roads, just so right on the edge of just anything could have taken you away.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
His wife's constantly trying to rescue him. Literally, not like rescue him from drug addiction necessarily, but rescue him from death, you know. And so it's that tragic kind of thing when every wheels are falling off the bus, but somehow they're staying on enough to so you can keep going crazy, you know?
Yeah.
And well, he's broken. The Lord brings him. And the Lord really began just, you know, just changing his heart and mind. I mean, and there wasn't a single one of us that when he left weren't sure that God had done a mighty work in Justin's life.
Yeah.
Every one of us. I mean, not only us. And we get to look at a lot of guys, but also his peers. I mean, you know, all of them knew that God was at work doing a mighty and deep work in Justin's life. So here's, and the reason I start with that is because it begs the next question, doesn't it? It's like, well, how can God do a mighty and deep work in somebody's life? And then within, you know, 8 or 9 months, they go back into the misery. Like, how is that possible? And so that's why what I'm trying to convince Christians to think about and to look about as it relates to the grace of God. The grace of God does not stop because you're weak. It does not stop because you stumble. It does not stop because you play the fool again. It literally doesn't. It is a, okay, I read this morning in Isaiah. I'm going to find it for you. The Bible says, I think it's Isaiah 35. The Bible says that when the Lord comes, he makes a highway that even fools walk on and don't stumble. And I'm like, oh my God, that's our verse, man. I mean, the Lord has made a highway that even fools walk on and don't stumble. Because it's a highway of grace and it's secured by the grace of God. And it gets him back here when he needs to be, come back here. But to the question, Justin, which is the important question to you, what is it that makes us stumble? I mean, like just in your experience, and remember, like everybody's got a different kind of nuanced view of this, but like, what was it for you?
Just from scripture, being conformed to this world. You know, I got out and I done good for a while, and I've always been a person that has thought that I had to do everything on my own. So you know, I'd never had a problem with alcohol, and so I thought I could drink a little bit. And
how'd that turn out for you?
I'm back here.
Well, the thing is, think about it. Let's just slow down, because there, how many people out there are know exactly what he's talking about?
Yeah,
for sure.
My drug of choice or whatever. You know what I mean? Well, I'm not doing meth, but I can do. Fill in the blank, you know, psych meds, whatever it is that you want to do. So here's the thing. It was the heart problem that, like, in other words, something was going on inside of you that said, well, I want to try something that might be safe, that gives me a little relief and a little pleasure. You know what I mean? Or whichever it was, relief or pleasure, I don't know.
Little of both.
Yeah. And so I want to try something that's safe. And, you know, alcohol was never my problem.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I'm going to go ahead and try something safe. And it's that little, I want to try something. I want to piddle around. I don't feel good right now. I need to feel good. I need to find something in the world to make me feel good. And I don't care if that's a drink, and I don't care if it's bungee jumping. I mean, it's all this thing of I have to find something outside of me to satisfy me other than the Lord himself.
Well, he said something interesting to me. He said, I done good for a little while. What'd that look like?
Yeah.
I got up every morning and read the scripture, and I came to meetings. But even then, you know, I failed, and I didn't carry out the plan that I had in place. It was the execution.
Did you have something that triggered you? Because that's a big word that people use around in the recovery world. We talk about it on Monday night.
Let me ask it to you a different question, or a different way. I'm going to use a different phrase. What was it that wore you down?
Well, I mean, other than life in general.
Don't say other than life in general, because that is the thing that wears us down.
I mean, it is.
We haven't learned how to live life in general.
Right.
You know what I mean? With the comfort of God, you know, learning to just face the suffering of life in general.
That's
without doping and coping.
Right.
You know what I mean? And so, anyways, go ahead. Other than life in general, what else?
The people, places, and things is a big thing. You know, you when people tell you you have to change your playground and your playmates, that's the truth. Because once you get...
Okay, there's a quip for you guys that are used to writing them down. When people tell you you have to change your
playmates and your playground.
Playmates and playgrounds.
Yeah.
That's a good one. I don't think I've heard that one. I've heard the people, places, and things.
Yeah.
Playmates and playgrounds. There you go. So.
Well, Maria texted me and said that word wore you down. That was good stuff. And just life in general, you know, just
wears you down.
Just trying to get there. So, but there's so many things. One of the questions, I think, and one of the questions always in my mind, and when people calls us, we're hooked up with people all around the country, does different type programs. And, you know, for what we do, we're one of the small number programs as far as days. And one thing, man, Tommy, do you have success with 90 days? And I always say, well, 90 days ain't long enough. A year probably ain't long enough, but 90 days is a good start.
It is a good start.
And in your situation, well, you came for 90 days, went home. Did it ever cross your mind, man, I should have stayed. I should have just stayed longer.
Not the first time, you know, because I still, although the good Lord was doing a lot of work in me, I still had the attitude of, I've still got some, I can still do this, you know, and That was a big problem.
I still play with fire and not get burned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a proverb.
Yeah.
You know. So let me read you that verse out of Isaiah 35. I found it. This is Isaiah 35:8. And a highway shall be there, and it shall be called the way of holiness. And the unclean will not pass over it. In other words, lost people. But it will belong to those who walk on the way. Even if they're fools, they won't go astray.
Well,
because the redeemed shall walk there, and the ransom of the Lord shall come to Zion sing.
Where's that at?
That's in Isaiah 35. It's just talking about, you know, when God brings his people to himself, he's the way, he's the truth. We walk with him, on him, his highway. You know, we're people of the way, it says in Acts, right?
Yeah.
And what he's saying is that even as we're stumbling, you know, and we're fools in the moment, you know, it doesn't matter because we're bought by Christ, and he continues to rescue us and continues to deliver us. And yes, we don't want to end up back in rehabs or end up self-destructing and wiping our families out and breaking the trust again and all the stuff. Nobody, who wants all that garbage?
Yeah.
But we're weak and we need to realize, I mean, it's like hard for a 38-year-old man to realize that he's just a little baby that needs somebody to hold his fingers and help him walk across the room. But that's a truth. And God has to humble us sometimes and help us to realize that so that we get his people around us and we get his word around us and we don't neglect it for anything.
Well, we're gonna come back. We're going to take a break, and we're going to come back. And I really want to ask Justin some questions. And I think it was it Ronnie Martin that told us, we asked him, what's the difference this time? And he said, well, I can trust what I've learned here.
Yeah.
I think it was Ronnie Martin, first graduate, wherever.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
And stuff. So we coming back. We want you to ask Justin a question. Text it to us. 662-603-9829. But listen, we're going to ask him what's going to be different this time as he goes home. We'll be right back.
Magnolia Funeral Home, your locally owned and operated funeral home in Corinth, Mississippi, with locations on both Highway 45 and 72. With the only on-site crematory in the area, you have peace and assurance with your loved ones as they never leave the care of Magnolia Funeral Home. We also know it can be heartbreaking to miss a service, but it's not always feasible to attend. With our state-of-the-art secure software, all services are digitally streamed and available worldwide free of charge. All funeral homes are not the same. Magnolia Funeral Home strives to set ourselves apart to be the most caring and go beyond what is expected.
Bain Bowen, attorneys at law, are proud to be a part of this program. At Bain & Bowen, they know that going through a legal dispute can be a frustrating and scary process. They can help you with a wide range of legal issues, including criminal cases, divorce and family law issues, as well as personal injury cases. Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, will pursue the best course of action and get you the outcome you deserve. For all your legal needs, call Bain & Bowen at 662-287-1620. That's 286-1620.
Are you a chef or a cook? Tired of the same old kitchen routine? Craving a fresh challenge? Well, the Dinner Bell is currently looking for talented, passionate cooks to join the dynamic team. The Dinner Bell offers a fun and supportive work environment, competitive pay, and the opportunity to showcase your culinary skills and what has been voted the best restaurant in Corinth. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, we want to hear from you. Apply in store today, but you must be available to work nights and weekends. The Dinner Bell, where passion for food meets a rewarding career.
All right, men, are you tired of those chain salon haircuts? Come on down to Jeff's Barbershop, where we keep it old school. With 19 years of experience, Jeff's offers classic cuts and good old conversation. At Jeff's Barbershop, you're not just a number like at one of those modern stylists. You're family here. Haircuts are $20, while beard trim and shampoos are $10 at Jeff's Barbershop. Open weekdays 8 to 5 and Saturdays till noon. Located at 1100 Highway 72 West in Corinth. Walk-ins always welcome at Jeff's Barbershop.
Hey folks, it's Tommy Wilson, Car and Mattress Furniture Outlet, right here on Highway 72. And listen, I've got some good news and I've got some bad news. First of all, the bad news. We're going to be closing down for a few days in July. That's the good news. It's just a few days. We're remodeling. We need to sell all the inventory we have in stock. Recliners, living room suites, most mattresses on sale, clearance sale in the month of July. And listen, for 12 years now, you know that you've had to come 3 miles west of high prices to get the best deals.
Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Ronnie Martin.
Well, we welcome you back to our third segment today of our show, Hope. Dr. Phil said we have started our 6th year of doing this, Bobby. That's unbelievable. 6 years that we've been meeting here on Thursdays, and this is our starting our 6th year in it. We've completed 5, and that's totally amazing. Every graduate we've had has been on this program.
Yeah.
And things, so I'm always honored to do that. Today we got Justin Parker. Justin is from Boonville. I knew his dad, knew his mom, knew his family and stuff, but it's been an honor to get to know Justin. And Justin, man, we're talking about you. This is your second time to be at the Freedom Center.
Yes, sir.
You went home, done good for a little bit and then stumbled and then fell back into a really big ditch. You've been here now 90 more days. What's different this time?
The difference is the good Lord's humbled me, and I've surrendered. I've surrendered to Him, and thankfully He has taken away the desire for me to want to do any kind of drug. That's the difference.
Ronnie, you been with him, was you?
Back in 23 I was here too, yeah. I remember him graduating, yeah.
So what's the difference this time?
You know, like he just mentioned, you know, the Lord humbled him, but just, I would say, you know, just be careful. You know, it took me 4 times to program 4 programs before I finally got it. I was a slow learner, but, you know, even though he took the desires now, when life gets tough, we want to fall back into the old man wants to rear back up, and you know, they want that microwave effect,
right.
And just you know, just long suffer. Just for me, the key was just learning how to be okay, not okay.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's Bobby, you've been here for all of them. What's different this time for Justin? What's going to be different as he goes home?
Well, this is the God is at work, growing him up. And so he came here, you know, a baby, and he's can walk a little bit better, and he's a little less wobbly, and the Lord's going to continue to strengthen him,
yeah.
And continue to teach him. God has to wean us off of ourselves, wean us off
That's
of
right.
our pride, wean us off of our own sinful way of resolving life and resolving conflicts and resolving stresses and he has to wean us on to him. And his way's the way, and it's the only way. And for those of us who have walked in this, these easy fixes like Ronnie was talking about, these easy way outs, this quick relief, I just need to take the edge off and all that kind of stuff, knowing full well that it will lay hold of us and throw us down. And it's like we give ourselves over to a dragon that we know that when the dragon has us, we're in bondage. But the thing is that we think, the little lie is that I can play with the dragon and keep it at bay.
Yeah.
But it's a dragon. I promise you can't.
I can tame it, yeah.
I promise you can't.
Yeah.
And How to Tame Your Dragon's movie is a good movie. But it's not the truth in addiction.
Yeah.
I promise you
it's
that.
It's kind of like, getting in the water and going to fight an alligator,
yeah,
too.
Exactly.
Yeah. I may have a chance on land. I may not run that booger. I don't know. But, hey, water, I ain't got a chance.
Let me say, to answer your question directly, I don't ever look for some magic bullet. I honestly don't. I know that God's at work. He loves this young man. He's his shepherd, and he's a good shepherd. He doesn't leave. He doesn't go anywhere. He keeps burden in his heart, keeps drawing him to himself, and that's why Justin's going to make it. It's because God is at work, saving his soul, rescuing him from himself.
By the way,
from his own wicked desires.
By the way, that's the only hope we have.
That's it. And my
if I'm putting my hope in myself, I'm setting myself up to be in trouble.
And what happens is over my life is finally I begin to respond to his grace, in humility, like you said, and walk in his way, and then suddenly life starts becoming peaceable. And that's the only hope that any of us ever have is that God doesn't go nowhere.
Amen.
So, Justin, tonight you're going to graduate. We're going to have you and your wife and asking some of these same questions, hopefully a few more questions. You're going to go home. You're going to wake up in your bed in the morning. And what are you going to do next?
Well, in the morning, I'm sleeping in. First off.
Come on, man. Get up. Make your bed.
We've been training these boys this new way of life.
Make
back
your
to
bed.
The old ways.
Yeah. No.
By the way, you got three kids at home. You ain't sleeping in.
Yeah, exactly. I won't sleep in too much. They'll get me up. Going back to my first time, I see more of what I have to do now. I know that I have to stay in the Word. I know that I have to stay plugged in with Living Free and the Freedom Center. And
y'all got something. Truett is on the move of trying to get a group started there in Boonville on Tuesday night.
Yeah.
A Freedom Center alumni group meeting, so that would help.
That will help. That'll help a lot.
Because we've got several guys that is alumni brothers from there in Boone.
Yeah.
So, and what kind of work you think you're going to go do?
I'm a truck driver, so I'm just focusing on that industry right now. I'm open to other things, though. So I haven't found what I'm going to do.
All right. Well, maybe you can find you a job like Big Danny where you can be home every night. And
yes, sir.
Drive your truck and stuff, and I'm sure it's out there. Well, Justin, we give you a plan. We've got our plan, and I don't know what order these need to be in, but I listed them. Number one, find your place in a church.
Yes, sir.
You got a church home?
I don't have a church home, but we are going to visit several Crossroads in Boonville, and which we do like Crossroads in Corinth, and possibly Martin Hill
there with Jeff Green and Aaron Stoles,
his brother-in-law too. Shout out to Shane Esses, his brother-in-law. He just texted, said he loves you, proud of you, and he's got your back.
I love y'all.
There
you and Juliana both and Chanel.
Yeah, and then number two is continue to be in a support group, and that can happen. Actually, Martin Hill's got the group on Thursday night, but then Truett's doing this on Tuesday night, maybe in Boonville. We have our Monday night, Saturday morning, so there's plenty of opportunity to be in support group. But Bobby, number three, I know you've had this group going on at the center lately, how to counsel myself. So number three is continue to work on myself. I have to continue to work on myself. And you've been teaching these guys how to do it on their own and stuff. So what's that going to look like for Justin? How does he continue to work on the guy in the mirror?
Justin?
Yes, sir.
This is your test. This is your final exam.
Yeah.
How do you counsel yourself?
Well, first I have to examine my heart.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's it.
What's going on? Why? In other words, so like, let's go back to when the pressures of the world was getting on him and he began to, you know, wonder whether or not he could drink a beer. So the question is not like getting your mind on whether or not I can drink a beer. So it's like, why is my heart wanting a beer right now?
Right.
Right. And then to say, and you know, so then I examine my heart. Good. So you've already got an A, so don't blow it. You could go down from here, but you can't go up because yeah. You got the first one right.
Yeah.
But that's three things we really,
yeah.
we really challenge. And number right. four is getting a job, going to work, supporting your family. But it's something about showing up to work every day, 8, 10 hours, 12 hours, whatever you have to do to get there, that helps the soul. It helps the body. It helps our mind to yeah. be able to do the work that we need to be doing.
Well, and meaningfully and theologically, it is because I was made by God to work, and it restores my dignity. It actually makes me feel like the man that God made me to be. And so that's why work's a theologically important thing to do.
Big shout out to Subway. Subway gave me 15 years to develop that.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then number five was learning how to handle money in the right way and do it the right way. Become a giver, help other folks. There's plenty of Justin Parkers out there in a ditch somewhere that needs help, and God can use you. So we give him a plan. We're excited about Justin Parker. He's going to graduate tonight. Him and his wife, Victoria, is going to be answering questions. It's going to kind of be a Q&A session for graduation night. And we're looking forward to that. Our friends from Walden Street Church downtown, we're going to have barbecue supper after the meeting and stuff. So Pastor Chuck and that group will feed us a good meal tonight, too. You're invited. Come out and support our friend Justin Parker. We're going to take our last break, and we'll be back to wrap it up with Justin.
In Tishomingo, Belmont, Iuka, Burnsville, and the surrounding area, Gatlin's Pharmacy, 18 First Avenue in Tishomingo, is your one stop for all your pharmacy needs. Gatlin's Pharmacy has programs available that will save you time and money. They offer a discount program that is unique to our area. Do you have a parent or loved one who needs help keeping up with their medicines? Gatlin's Pharmacy will do the work for you. They will package your prescriptions for date and time and deliver them to you. Give Gatlin's Pharmacy a call and find out why they are way more than just a pharmacy. Gatlin's Pharmacy, 662-438-6605.
Magnolia Funeral Home, your locally owned and operated funeral home in Corinth, Mississippi, with locations on both Highway 45 and 72. With the only on-site crematory in the area, you have peace and assurance with your loved ones as they never leave the care of Magnolia Funeral Home. We also know it can be heartbreaking to miss a service, but it's not always feasible to attend. With our state-of-the-art secure software, all services are digitally streamed and available worldwide free of charge. All funeral homes are not the same. Magnolia Funeral Home strives to set ourselves apart to be the most caring and go beyond what is expected.
All right, men, are you tired of those chain salon haircuts? Come on down to Jeff's Barbershop, where we keep it old school. With 19 years of experience, Jeff's offers classic cuts and good old conversation. At Jeff's Barbershop, you're not just a number like at one of those modern stylists. You're family here. Haircuts are $20, while beard trim and shampoos are $10 at Jeff's Barbershop. Open weekdays 8 to 5 and Saturdays till noon. Located at 1100 Highway 72 West in Corinth. Walk-ins always welcome at Jeff's Barbershop.
Here's to choice, to making your voice be heard, to getting exactly what you want, especially when you eat. At Subway restaurants, you choose your freshly baked bread, meats, cheese, and veggies to make a sub that's just right for you. Come in and create yours today. Subway, eat fresh.
Wilco Real Estate Group is a full-service real estate agency located in downtown Corinth. Our agents service all of Northeast Mississippi and Southwest Tennessee, including the Pickwick Lake area. If you would like to talk real estate, please call or text us at 662-415-5922. You can also email us at info@wilcocorinth.com. You can also check out our website for some free content on the home buying or home selling process at wilcocorinth.com.
Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Ronnie Martin.
Well, guys, we welcome you back to our last show, last segment here today. I certainly hope it ain't our last show. We'll be here every Thursday. Next week, it looks like...
Tanner Joy.
Yeah, Tanner, a graduate, will be here with us, but Bobby's gone, Ronnie's gone. I guess it's me and Cleavy and Tanner.
I'm going to Dallas
for
my mama's 85th birthday. Happy birthday, Mama.
Hey, ain't that, hey, Justin celebrating his son's first birthday two days ago.
2 days ago.
Your mom's 85th birthday, so, hey, that's just life.
Yeah,
so... But, man, it's been a joy. It's a lot of things. I want to, you know, Ronnie said he went to 4 programs. You've been to the Freedom Center twice. Had you been to any other programs?
No, this is the only.
So, Bobby, million-dollar question is, why 4 times? Why 2 times? I mean, my deal is I'm just proud to keep getting up and coming, you know.
Yeah.
Don't give up.
That's it.
But,
and there's no answer to the why question except this simple answer from Romans 7. When I would do good, sin is right there with me.
Yeah.
Right? I mean,
it's gonna be there.
Sin, yeah. The abiding presence of sin, this is a theologically, biblically, this is what God is trying to tell us about us, is that once God saved us by his grace and he comes to live in us by his spirit, sin still lives in our flesh. And it expresses itself in simple desires. And the simple desires have been shaped in my whole life by what I've practiced before. Yeah. So I'll have a sinful desire to look at such and such and to do such and such and to go such and such and to do all of these things. And I've shaped my own simple desires by the way I tried to solve my problems before. And what happens is when God saves me by his grace and he becomes the solution to my problems, sin is still constantly making me want to desire to go my own way. And that's the reason all of us stumble. There's no other reason we stumble. Because if God didn't leave sin in the flesh, and by the way, after he kills my earthly body and raises it again, there will not be sin in my flesh, and I will not desire to sin, and I promise you, I never, ever will again. Yeah. But until God does that, even though he leads me by his spirit, he leads me into paths of righteousness for his name's sake. He tells me to walk in the spirit and I won't gratify those desires. Those desires still remain or else I would never sin. That's what it says in Galatians. That's what it says in Galatians 5. That's what it says in Romans 6. And that's what it says in Romans 7.
Well, and we close this show every week with Jude. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling.
There you go.
Amen.
So if you want to not quit stumbling, get as close and keep That's getting right. close. Work. John 3:30's got to become real in my life.
That's what I was thinking, yeah.
Yeah, and stuff. But, you know, and Bobby, I don't know how long the program needs to be. We started off 10 weeks. We moved it to 12. In my mind, I think a lot of times moving it 15 weeks. It ain't never going to be long enough.
Listen, if we did it, a lot of the programs do a year, and they have to have build work in there where the guys go to work so that it can be paid for, because it's not affordable if you do it longer than 3 months, which is why we do the 3 months. So the thing is, a lot of guys do the whole year thing. And what they're doing is they're giving guys opportunities to live in the real world and kind of grow while they're being tested, but while they're still semi-safe, right? And but we can't do that. I mean, our guys have to go out and do that on their own. They have to form these relationships. We have our non-residential program, Living Free, is available to them. And I'm not talking about just the events, the Monday, Thursday, and Saturday morning events, but I'm just talking about our relationships. You know, we're here, and we're going to be here, and we're going to be their friends, and we're going to continue to encourage and disciple them. The local church is here. God is here by His Spirit. You know what I mean? And we just have decided not to be one of those long-term programs because we didn't want to do the whole work thing.
Well, and now we've got some great news coming. Ronnie, tell them about your transition home about to open.
Yeah, big shout out to Maria. So I bought a duplex this past week, closed on it. Got to do some painting and some appliances, so it should be up and going about the middle of August. So some of the guys.
So some of our guys is going to be moving in.
That's
there.
Right.
You've got probably four that's ready to move in there right now.
Yeah. And the facility that we're at right now will be a halfway house, transition home. Once we get on our new campus.
Oh, yeah.
So this is, Ronnie has been gracious to provide us a kind of interim transition home so we can get used to that on the program side and we can have some place for our guys that need to be there to go. And so, but guys like Justin, they have families that are waiting on them. They have work. He needs to provide for his family. He needs to get back home and get to work and be a dad and a husband. And so, like, those type programs are not going to be for guys like Justin anyways.
No,
you know what I mean?
But
Justin is going to have to rely on the Lord, his church, his word. You know what I mean? Us.
Someday, I was just doing the numbers that between Ronnie's place, the Freedom Center, a transition home, we'll be able to house 35 men in program, plus have about 14 or 15 guys in transition home.
Awesome. That's awesome.
Right here in Alcorn County.
Yeah,
that's the reason we need you to be a partner.
Yeah.
That's the reason
right
we need you to participate in us and the reason we need you to be praying for us. Listen, tonight at Living Free Ministry, starting at 6, we're located right there behind Magnolia Funeral Home. Been there over 20 years now. At 6 o'clock, Rocky will kick it off with a little music, and then we'll have a little bit of a graduation thing, but we're going to have Justin and his wife, Victoria, sitting on stage with us, asking questions and comments, and we get to hear from the wife side of it, and that's always interesting. I mean, not only did he go through it, his family was drugged through the mud with him because of what he was doing.
And usually the family has it worse than the guy in addiction.
No doubt.
You know what I mean? Because the family's not numb to their substances or alcohol. You know, they're just doing it.
And then now she's at home with them three kids by herself.
Yeah.
You know, so she's had her hands full. And we want to hear that story tonight, too. So you're invited to be there, be a part of it. Maybe you want to ask Justin a few more questions. All I can say is I'm proud of you, man.
Thank you, Tom.
Me too.
I'm proud of you. Been
love
here.
You very
we
much.
We always close this thing up with reading the last of Jude. We may be done just a little early. I don't know if that bothers Phil, but we ain't got but about a minute to go. So, Ronnie, I'm going to ask Ronnie to carry us out. Come see Justin Parker graduate tonight.
Tonight at 6 o'clock, yes. Book of Jude. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen.